January 6, 1902. Portentous effects of uniting our lives with that of Jesus. A few words about death. As I was in my usual state, after much waiting, my most loving Jesus came for a little while, and placing himself near me, told me, "My daughter, one who tries to conform to my life in everything, does nothing other than add one more and distinct fragrance to everything I did in my life, in such a way as to perfume heaven and the whole church, and even the evil themselves feel this celestial fragrance flow. This is so true that all the saints are nothing other than many fragrances, and are that which most gladdens the church and heaven, because they are distinct among themselves. Not only this, but if one tries to continue my life by doing what I did wherever he can, and where he cannot, at least with the desire and the intention, I keep it in my hands as if I were continuing my whole life in that soul, not as something past, but as if I were now living. This is a treasure in my hands, because as I double the treasure of everything I operated, I dispose it for the good of the whole of mankind. So, would you not want to be one of these?" I saw myself all confused, and did not know what to answer, and Jesus disappeared from me. But a little later he came back, and I also saw many people who greatly feared death. On seeing this, I said, "My lovable Jesus, it must be a defect in me, this not fearing death. I see that others fear it so much, while to me, instead, by just thinking that death will unite me with you forever, and will put an end to the martyrdom of my hard separation, the thought of death not only gives me no fear, but is of relief. It gives me peace, and I make feast, disregarding all the other consequences which death brings with itself." And Jesus, "Daughter, in truth, that extravagant fear of dying is foolishness, when one has all my merits, virtues, and works as passport in order to enter heaven, since I made a donation of it to everyone. Those who have added from their own, then, profit even more from this donation of mine. And with all this substance, what fear can one have of death? Rather, with this most safe passport, the soul can enter wherever she wants. And out of regard for her passport, everyone respects her and lets her pass. As for you, then, your not fearing death at all comes from your having dealt with me, and having experienced how sweet and dear is the union with the highest good. Know, however, that the most pleasing homage that can be offered to me is desiring to die in order to be united with me. This is the most beautiful disposition in order for the soul to be purged and to pass straight on with no interval through the way of heaven." Having said this, he disappeared.